Swimmer Edward Kinyanjui jokes that he does not have to take out an expensive gym membership to stay fit. Kinyanjui has his own personal Stairmaster-like machine, which is good for his hamstrings. But even better, his machine serves a vital function. Feeding the tomatoes, spinach, zucchini, and other crops on his 2-hectare farm just outside Kenya's capital. Kinyanjui says he thinks diesel-operated pumps play havoc on farms like his.
For one, the kind of that is the carbon monoxide that it is going to release, it's going to pollute the air. That is one. Two, well, as you can see, some of the things that I have around here that you have seen around the farm, they will get, they will die because of polluting the air.
Kinyanjui's irrigation pump is commonly known as a moneymaker, produced and marketed by the social enterprise group Kickstarts. Kickstarts' chief operating officer, Ed Chan Lizardo.
The pump is very, what we call environmentally sensitive, or I guess light. So, and there's many things. It is manually powered, so you've got the ultimate renewable energy, which is a human power, right? So as you get, so there's no electricity needed, no fuel needed. It's 100% manual.
For engineer Pascal Kambutho, diesel-powered irrigation pumps are bad news.
You should see the oil that is dripping down into the river, and there are people using these rivers downstream. You should see the amount of diesel prices that are required to keep these farms running.
Kambutho is head of the Kenya Network for Dissemination of Agricultural Technologies. He is training the first group of farmers in the Mwea area of central Kenya on how to tap into the area's biggest resource, the sun.
Everybody knows how much sunshine there is here, all year, you know. The graphs, here when we are installing our solar panels, we don't even tilt them, because the sun passes over them all day.
Kambutho's group has a demonstration plot on which solar panels provide energy to pump water from the Nyambindi River into a drip irrigation system. Kambutho aims to sell solar panels and drip irrigation pipes to the more than 20 farmers he is training. The two initiatives are examples of ways that farmers can cut down on fossil fuel emissions that contribute to global warming, which is a type of climate change. Global warming, where the average temperature of the lower atmosphere increases, is caused by excess emissions of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane. Both agricultural engineer Pascal Kambutho and farmer Edward Kinyanjui have personally experienced the effects of global warming, which include droughts and floods. They say they are doing what they can to protect the environment as they sow and reap their harvests. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.